Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, for me, one of the most interesting like sportsman money stories, if you look at like the world of F1, so Coulthard's a fascinating one because he has seemingly always had like a very clever business head on him.
Yeah.
You know, never won a world championship, won a lot of races, was successful, was a, you know, big driver in his day and blah, blah, blah. But really, I remember really early on, like back in the late 90s, I think it was, he bought this hotel in Monaco.
Oh, sorry, no, yeah.
And that was a big part of his business. Yeah. And then he expanded. And Eddie Irvine was the same. Huge in property, Eddie Irvine. And then obviously, Coulthard was super clever with his Red Bull fucking ties, set him up for the rest of life.
Yeah.
Just sensible stuff. But, you know, how many other F1 drivers never think about that longevity and because no one knows how long you're going to make money, right? You might as well fucking try and protect yourself.
Yeah, sure, of course. And it's the long game, isn't it?
Yeah, you've got to invest in Chan Stradalis. Right, shall we get into this? We know what we're saying.
Well,
you think so? Hello, one and all, and welcome to Behind the Glass, your weekly automotive podcast hosted by two rather uninformed enthusiasts.
Nah.
I'm Sam from the YouTube channel Seen Through Glass.
I'm Tony from Gravelwood Car Sales.
And you can watch us each week. We hope you enjoy the episode. Have you bought any gems in the last week?
Well, they're all gems.
No. Well, you would say that. Looking at your website, I would disagree. But have you really any diamonds in the rough, mate?
What have I?
Because there's a lot of rough on there.
Yeah, on purpose, by the way. Have I bought any gems?
No,
not.
They're all just solid.
They're all just solid. Family stuff, really.
Have you been offered any tempting gems that you're like, oh, that's a nice car, but there's not the margin in it or anything like that? Because that must happen, right? Do you ever get stuff that comes across your desk that you're like, oh, that's a lovely car, but overpriced or the guy wants...
Every single day.
Ah, okay. Because it's private sellers wanting too much or it's like trade and the car's got too many miles. What puts you off?
So the there's two. So there's private sellers obviously think their car's... Everyone always thinks their car's worth more than what it actually is.
Or at least hopes.
Or hopes. Yeah. Then you've got all these other companies like Motorway and We Buy Any Car Now that cloud the market a little bit to what a car's really worth. And then obviously you have traders. So all my stock comes from main dealer part exchange predominantly, or private. Somebody comes from you guys, obviously, which is nice. This is a very nice source of stock.
Behind the glass audience.
Yeah, the podcast.
Helping audience. Keep Tony's business
alive. Yeah, very nice. Very nice. I bought a car yesterday that I'm going to collect tomorrow, a two-year-old C43 estate.
Oh, no wonder he wanted to get rid of that. Oh, God.
But I bought a McCann off him last year.
I told you got some rough in stock at the minute.
No, I bought a...
C43.
C43 is that's a nice car, mate. But it doesn't matter what we think.
It does.
This is what some people really, really
that
misunderstand about the motor trade. Don't buy with your heart, buy with your head. Don't buy what you like, buy what the punters like.
And they sell well, do they, C43s?
Well, we're going to find out. I haven't had one for a while.
So 18 months' time, and you're still, anyone want a C43?
Everything. And this is the thing as well about the job. Everything's got a price, right? Mm. And everything has a value.
Mm-hmm.
It's just me or motor dealers that buy cars, I'm not talking about sale or return here, I'm talking about people that do the job every day and buy stuff, that's the most important bit. That's the bit we have to get right. And we either get it right or we get it wrong. And sometimes we get it wrong.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. Yeah. So everything's on price. So
what's that CC, like 15 grand for that C43?
No, 10. I'll put it on at 40 and it's 10 grand. No, I wish. Yeah.
Okay, well, good luck with that car.
and then you've got the traders. Sometimes we call them, you've got like traders that don't, they're more like brokers.
Mm-hmm.
We call them lynchers. Because they never actually write a check. They're just like the in between people. And fair, they sometimes earn a living. But what happens is when you get two or three of them involved, and they ring you up and they say, "Well, I've got a car for you here," and they've all put their margin on top. The car's too much money.
Yeah, okay.
So you want the first source that's offering your car where it originally comes from. That can be a private seller, or it can be from, a main dealer essentially.
Sure,
like I said, all or most of my cars come from main dealer part exchanges. I'm very lucky because that's rare now. Yeah. Most people go to auction or they literally buy everything from Motorway or
Was the last time that someone called you up, private or motor trade dealer, and offered you that and you went, "Oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting offered this." It's like, wow.
Oh mate, I can't tell you how many stories I've had. And part exchange as well. Sometimes people part exchange a car better than the car they're buying.
Yeah, you've said that to me before.
Yeah,
you've said
that to me before. Why have you done that?
What are you doing? Because I remember when you said the 992, 911 started to fall.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, there are some great value 992s coming through at the moment. So every now and again, I bet it must be quite a fun, exciting moment when you have to play the cool card when someone calls up and goes, "Tony, we've just got in this M3 Touring. Not really sure what to price it at." It's about 50 grand.
Yeah, so sometimes I rub my hands at stuff like that because that's when it's the rare stuff. And you know what? Some people are a bit scared. They've caught on them now. It's why I had a run with them Alfa Giulia Quadrifoglios because everyone was so scared of them.
Okay.
And they wouldn't buy them. But the margins were really, really good.
Because the customer demand was there, but the
dealers were all scared of them originally. So I was buying them, having a lovely margin across all of them and slapping them up. And I like that with I don't really like rare cars in general, but sometimes it's nice. Sometimes you get them gems, and it's why I've switched to some cheaper stuff, because your percentage of margin is through the roof compared to stocking 50 and 60 grand cars. You can only get a certain amount of money, and people are really wise because of all these online platforms of what they think their car's worth now. So just earning some money again.
Do you watch The Apprentice?
I used to, mate. Oh,
love that show.
Yeah.
Love that show. I think most international listeners will know about The Apprentice, but very popular show here in the UK, where a number of contestants do challenges each week to try and get a job with Sir Alan Sugar, our Donald Trump.
Yeah.
He's not really our Donald Trump, but he's an outspoken entrepreneur.
Very successful man.
Very successful man. And the challenge is always a bit silly. Every week it's always a bit silly. And it's TV, so take it with a pinch of salt. But, of course, primarily, they're all profit-making challenges. Mm-hmm. So whilst they're wrapped up in these kind of silly, entertaining bits, it's all about making money. And you learn very quickly that selling more of a cheap thing often works out better than selling one of the expensive things.
Absolutely.
You know, it's great if you can turn a big profit, or sorry, if you can sell one big item, lovely, if you can get the margin. But actually, you're better off just selling donuts for £6.
Well, the art to having a really successful business, I think, is taking a little bit of money off a lot of people.
Yeah.
That is the formula.
Mm-hmm.
And predominantly, my business doesn't do that.
Yeah.
It tries to take a lot of money off not a lot of people. So it's the wrong way around.
Yeah.
But in general, when you look at really big, successful businesses that really blow up, I mean really blow up, they're all low-end stuff and it's all volume. And actually, when you look at my business, the most profitable two car dealers in the country, number one for the manufacturers is Arnold Clark.
Sure.
Sell mostly normal stuff, but volume, huge volume.
They're based up north. Are they based mainly in Scotland?
Yeah, mainly in Scotland. Okay. And they drop down into the UK a bit, but north, but just literally everything's volume. And there's a car supermarket in Wales as well. He literally sells 5 to 10 grand cars, but sells 5,000 cars a month or whatever.
Oh my God.
He makes 25 million quid a year.
We need to get to that game,
that's
Tony.
That's the biggest profiting independent dealer in the country.
Why aren't we doing that? Let's start that business.
Because it's finding the cars. It's all about supply and demand.
We can find the cars. We've got an audience. Come on, lads, get involved. We'll do it together.
And it's all finance driven, and it's a machine, mate. It's an absolute machine, and it's all lower end. And again, it's taking a little bit of money off a lot of people.
I don't want to do it today, but let's bookmark it. Do you think we need to discuss this? Because you just mentioned finance.
Mm.
Do we need to discuss this whole potential finance scam UK? Let's not...
The new PPI thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So just let us know in the comments if you're interested in that, by the way, because it's a very UK-centric story, but it's one that's building quite a bit of interest and intrigue. Mm. Well, let's come back to that. Yeah, let's see how it continues to develop. It's a bit of a scandal. Ooh, scandal.
There's a few coming. Obviously, you've got this diesel one that's going around at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You've got this new one that's being investigated by the FCA, which the results of that will come out in September. And there was another one I heard of the other day as well, which I can't remember what it was, but
well, let's do our research. Yeah, let's read up on them properly, and then maybe we'll do a scandal.
Well, I know the car one. I know all about that one. So.
Let's hope. Anyway, should we get into it? Because, I mean, it's an exciting episode today. Firstly, we're going to be discussing what we think some of the best, coolest used cars circa 35 grand are.
That's, I've got a perfect list.
I can't wait. That's off the back of my main channel video.
Done you in, I have.
But we've got a much bigger, more exciting thing to talk about before we get into it.
We're excited.
Oh, I think we are.
I'm really looking forward to this.
We've been teasing it, but we are finally ready to reveal the details of our first... Are we calling it a behind-the-glass tour?
Well, I think for now, because these are trial events.
Well, yeah.
This event and the next event, they're trial events, and hopefully we do it well enough so you all want to come back, and then we'll turn it into a proper business.
I think we just call it Sam and Tony's Trips for now. It's not got a name, because as Tony says, we're trialing. If you've missed this information, this year Tony and I are going to trial these sort of two tours with the view to maybe in 2025 launching some kind of rally tour business. It's been as a result of a lot of you demanding this for quite a while. A lot of you saying we'd love to join you on trips. How do we do that? Well, this is how. The first trip, which we're about to read the details for, is a very exclusive, luxury, premium trip, kind of the ilk of any other supercar rally or convoy tour that you may have heard of before. So if you're used to those kind of events, that's where it's going to sit. And then the second event, which is going to happen sort of September-ish time, is a bit more of a wider, more accessible tour, 2 or 3 day trip sort of through Europe.
A bit more of a rally.
Yeah. There you go, which we're hoping to get more of you in, because... Really, the hardest thing to do with these is to get as many of you involved as possible, but keep some kind of, to not have chaos, basically.
Yeah. And the first trip we're doing, because it's like an exclusive tour, we really want to try and keep it always exclusive. We don't want to do an exclusive tour and then invite 30 of you.
Or 400.
Yeah, that's not exclusive, so... we'll keep it to 10 cars.
Yes. Sorry, that's... Well, there you go. Yep. Tony's already revealed the first... Straight in. We haven't rehearsed this.
Dry.
The first event, 10 cars.
10 cars.
That's how limited it is. One space, Tony, you don't even know this, has already gone.
Oh.
Yeah, because a friend of mine got it. A friend of ours, I should say. A friend of ours was asking. I said, look, you've asked so politely.
You're in.
Here's the info, you're in.
So 9 spaces, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's legitimately first come, first serve.
Yeah, so hurry up.
It's not like an application process where we're then going to judge you by your car or your hairstyle or your clothing, because I wouldn't be in with both of those.
So, if you can pay the money, you're in.
But literally that. but let us give you some details first before you kind of, all bombard us.
Yeah.
So week commencing the 15th of April. Mm-hmm. Repeat, week commencing the 15th. It's like 7 weeks away, or 6 or 7 weeks away. It's like time at all. We will be kickstarting actually on the Tuesday the 16th, when it will begin in the Algarve,
the stunning southern region of Portugal.
Yep.
I sound like a travel presenter here. And this really is, it's a five-star trip. So it's 5 nights, 6 days, all in beautiful five-star hotels. So we're kicking off in one of your favorite, actually, I haven't been there yet.
Yeah, it's amazing, yeah.
One of your favorite hotels in that region. We're gonna start with a bit of a casual go-karting to kick start the day, some beautiful dinners and drinks, all get to know each other. Then we launch off through the Portuguese countryside, heading north.
No, we're not launching, mate, briskly.
Briskly, well, no, but we're, you know, we
just have a nice time.
Launch control at the hotel.
They might have us back.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll be taking off at a nice casual speed through the Portuguese countryside, which we feel like we love driving in Portugal, don't we?
Yeah,
some amazing scenery, great roads. So we've basically got 2 or 3 days fully driving, like big driving is. We're talking like 5 or 6 hours minimum.
Oh, at least
in the cars. Yeah, like this will be proper, great, epic driving. The stuff that you've seen on Seen Through Glass over the years, the stuff you've heard us talk about. Of course, most importantly, amazing coffee stops.
Yep.
Beautiful lunch. Portugal are very good with their food.
They are.
So we're gonna have some amazing food, but it's just gonna be a chance today to take our cars on some great roads, see some incredible scenery, all have a bit of chat and banter. There'll be walkie talkies. It'll just be a lovely time.
There'll be a videographer.
Yeah.
For you all.
Videographer.
I think Sam's going to do some content, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll be vlogging the whole trip.
He'll be giving it the big one.
We're going to be doing a podcast about the trip, maybe even during the trip. So it's going to be a vibe. Those days on the road are going to be epic and I think unforgettable. And yeah, everything that we would like to do ourselves anyway, but bringing some of you along with us. And I say the hotels are looking spectacular.
Yeah, if you want to bring your wives along or your girlfriends, you're more than welcome, because they're all five-star hotels, so they'll have spas and stuff in them, they're all beautiful locations.
Most of them are in wine regions.
Oh, I cannot wait. You'll find me in the spa.
Tony loves a spa.
Nice and relaxed.
You love a spa,
come and
mate.
Have a chat with me in the spa. We all have a nice time.
Yeah, try and sell your C-43s to him.
Glass of wine at night. Not too much, because you've got driving the next day. We'll have a nice time. Unfortunately, Sam's coming, but what I can do about that.
But then we haven't even talked about where we end up.
Oh,
because...
I mean, I've not done this. You've done this, mate.
Wow, yeah. So at the end of the week, after these 3.5 epic driving days through Portugal, we end up in Porto for the Gathering Supercars event, which I attended last year with the 360. Was immediately one of my favourite events internationally. So we've collaborated with Andre, the amazing team, Gathering Supercars. It's a really special event. I don't know how
Quite
many people know.
Right?
It's super exclusive.
Yeah, yeah.
And if I'm honest, really expensive. So yeah. we're quite lucky that Andre's helped out and managed to collaborate with us on this.
Yeah.
But staying in some of the top hotels in Porto, they have the most amazing food, international music sensations. You do some of the top local sort of activities. Last year, we did a police escort through Porto.
It's pretty cool.
I followed the 992 GT3 RS last year through the city. I literally waited. I was like, I'm going to follow that. But there was everything there from E-type speedsters through to SVJs through to God knows what. So incredible, incredible cars.
Yeah.
Amazing people. I'd say the most amazing destinations in that region. I think this year we're going to be going out to the Douro region.
Oh, wow.
As a bit of a convoy. There's usually a sail down the river. It's a truly spectacular event, that event. Yep. And we're very lucky to be able to be included in it, because that event basically sold out yonks ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Just given my relationship with Andre, I think, am I allowed to say this? Well, let's just say there could be a very special Mercedes hypercar, modern Mercedes hypercar attending. So,
what our event?
No, the Gathering Supercars.
Oh, wow.
But, I mean, that is our event, because we're collaborating. We're all together.
Yeah.
So anyway, long story short, amazing. So we've babbled on enough. If you want to come and join us, just email btgtour@seenthroughglass.com. We will reply with a pack which kind of outlines the days a little bit more, gives you a little bit more details with the pricing, how to pay your deposit, how to book your space. And literally, once those 10 spaces, well, basically 9 now, are taken up, that's it. Then we'll do a waiting list. Because, you know, it's a short amount of time.
Yeah.
So come along. And look, I will be honest. Pricing-wise, it's priced accordingly, given it's a five-star trip.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's not a grand.
It's not a grand.
And it does have that supercar ilk because the Gathering Supercars event at the end. But look, if you want to come in an MX-5 and you're prepared to pay, look, come in an MX-5.
It'd be hilarious.
Hilarious. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, it's non-judgmental in that sense. But so email, once again, I've not done well there, have I? btgtour@seentoglass.com. You'll be sent the pack, told how to pay your deposit, lock in your space, and then we cannot wait to see you there. For those of you interested in a more accessible, slightly wider group, as I say, information about the September event will probably come
when we get back.
When we get back. We will reveal information about that secondary event once we know whether the first event went well or not.
Yeah, and not just that, the second event, because obviously we plan to open it up to a bigger audience, basically it'd be a lot more cars. It's going to take a bit more planning. Not that this doesn't take a load of planning, because it has.
A load of planning.
In the background, we have been working on this for nearly 6 months to get it right. So, we're really excited. We'd love to see you all there. Well, nine of you.
But the rest of you will be with us digitally via this podcast and the main channel content. So yeah, I'm sorry that we're not able to make it available for 250 people immediately.
No.
But that's where we want to get to. Long story short, really? We'll stop talking about this now. But yeah, eventually, with this potential business, we would love to get to a point where as many of you as possible can be involved and come with us. So whether it's, Gumball Rally levels of people attending in cars or in person or on foot and via parties or cars and coffees, whatever. We want it to be huge, but we got to start small.
We got
to start small. So.
And can I just say as well, this is not exclusively to the UK audience.
Good point.
If there's anyone in France or Europe that want to join, you're welcome.
Yeah.
So
we start in the Algarve, near Faro.
It's no problem.
Faro or Faro?
Say Faro.
I think it's Faro.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually headed there this afternoon.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, legitimately.
Legitimately.
Not on a recce. I'm going to go and drive that new Range Rover Sport SV.
Oh, wow.
And they're staying in... Well, it's a hotel. It's not as nice as our hotel, Tony.
No, it won't be.
But with Range Rover, we're in the W Algarve, which looks lovely. So I'm flying there this afternoon, and then I'm driving the car in and around that region tomorrow.
I genuinely think the hotel we're in, and I've stayed in a few places in the Algarve, is the nicest hotel
for
in
our tour.
The Algarve. It's unbelievable.
I'm super excited. I'm excited. Look, if no one comes,
we're going.
I'm excited. Three of us. Genuinely. I'm genuinely just excited for the trip anyway. I can't wait. And I've been going back and forth multiple times about what car to take on that trip. And then I got an email. I haven't even told you about this.
Oh, no.
Last week, I got an email.
Go on.
From a lovely manufacturer saying, hey, got anything coming up that we could give you a car for? And like, well, funny.
Can they do two?
No, you know what you're taking.
I'm taking,
Don't say that yet. Okay. Let's move on. There you go. btgtour@seentoglass.com. Or you might flood the inbox.
Audio listeners, you've got a little bit of a
head start.
Because you're going to get this today, Tuesday.
Yep.
And YouTube won't get it till Thursday.
Oh, they'll be furious.
So it could be sold out.
They'll be furious.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, well.
We're so sorry.
Yeah, so sorry. Anyway, we said it. Let's get into our main topic for the day.
Yeah.
35 grand used cars. So on Sunday, main channel video went live. I popped up to Alexander's Prestige and checked out a Bentley Continental GT.
Yeah.
Video's actually doing quite well, which I'm quite happy
Is
about.
It?
Yeah, I was quite pleased about that.
Videos do quite well in general, don't they?
It's hit and miss, you never
really
know. You can't count on these things, Tony.
If you're getting a bit like, get me in because they like me.
YouTube, the main channel hates you, man.
No, they don't.
You know, the main channel finds you really annoying.
No, they don't.
No, they do.
That's a lie.
No, it's not. No.
It's a complete lie, mate. They love me. Please agree.
Let's get wound up. I had a few initial comments being like, oh, God, like, car shopping video? Like, I thought you were better than this, Sam. I thought I was better than this as well.
No, he's not. Yeah.
Then the views did well. I was like, oh, I'm going to make more of these. But I think a few people questioned whether it was like a paid ad and whether there was any, genuine thought to it. But there absolutely was. You know this. I'm definitely a car shopping addict at the moment. Like, I can't help but want to buy things. It's really bad.
That's what happens when you get a few quid.
Well, no, it's not like I got a few quid.
Liar.
It's
just
it's the world I live in. And because, well, not for a good 3 or 4 months, the F-Pace and the i5 will eventually go. I'm always like, oh, great, let's go shopping.
Yeah,
what can I buy?
Yeah, yeah.
So the Bentley's generally been a part of considerations, but I thought we'd just get in and chat about what else I've been looking at and therefore what some of the, I think, potential steals are. The coolest, what are we calling it? The coolest or the best cars you can buy in the UK?
No, I think best is very opinion. I think you've got to put cool in
coolest,
there.
Coolest.
Yeah. And that's
most it's desirable?
All, no, because some of mine aren't that desirable. But it's always nice when we do these lists because you and I, the list will be completely different.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a completely different list.
Well, okay.
And that's
so
fine.
We've aimed for five cars each, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I will kickstart. This isn't one of my five, but obviously it's included because it kickstarted the conversation with the Bentley Continental. So as I say, phase two, you're not going to find one at 35 grand, but phase one cars, they are out there. Some fairly decent, even a super sports.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you can find some slightly attractive ones, but as I've learned, you are setting yourself up for potentially big bills.
You get an early V8, wouldn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like a
2012 or 2013? No.
You're looking at the phase ones, I think.
Okay, fine. It's the W12 engine.
Yeah, yeah.
I haven't looked at them for a while, actually.
Anyway, so kickstart your list. Where are you going? Number one, your first shout.
Well, I've gone with a competitor of that car, actually. Not on purpose, but it's a nice segue. The S500 Coupe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I was hoping you were going to include this.
And that's bang on 35 grand. Yeah. It's the one that I sold literally 3 weeks ago was 35 grand.
I did have a look. You can't really get yourself in an S63 Coupe at that money.
No, but do you really need to, mate? It's a barge. I mean, honestly, that S500, if you shut your eyes, I mean, the one that we had was a particularly nice one. And I sold it to a good customer as well, which is nice, who's a listener, which is always lovely. If you shut your eyes, you could have been in a new car.
Yeah, you said that
it's
when you
so
collected
advanced.
It. And I think you're right with what you said. Do you need the S63? I don't think you do because in that kind of car, what performance are you chasing? Because the S500, I bet it was quick enough, right, on the motorway.
I don't think you drive them fast. I mean, I didn't drive. I just had a nice, I nearly fell asleep.
Yeah.
It's a bit dangerous.
Perfect. So then all you're getting with the S63 is slightly firmer suspension, which you don't want.
A bit more noise.
A bit more noise, worse fuel economy. Just the badge. I mean, the badge is always desirable and it's cool to be like, I've got an S63 AMG. But yeah, at 35 odd grand. Mm. And I don't think anyone can really tell. If you put the Larry new grill on it, you know, the sort of modern, the Pan Americana grill on it, no one would know if that's a 2022 car or a 2015 car. It's impossible for an average Joe Bloggs to know what year it is.
The back's slightly different, but
is
it? Yeah.
What is the tail lights?
Yeah, lights and slightly different bumper. But yeah, I get what you mean. Yeah, yeah. There's not a huge difference.
It's a good shout. We did mention it before, a bit like with the Bentley, you are probably going to get some bills at some point. It's likely to be very out of warranty. You're not probably going to find one from a Merc dealer. So unless you're buying it through you, which, what do you offer? 3 month warranty?
No, six.
6 month
warranty. It's illegal, everyone, by the way. If you go to try and buy a car from a car dealer and they say you've got a 3 month warranty, that's not allowed. It's 6 months minimum.
Well, there you go. So, you know, even then, like, you know, it's a slightly brave pill, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a slightly brave pill because the fact that these cars were expensive at one point means that they're usually quite expensive to run.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on.
Where are you at? Oh, please.
Gen 1.
Oh.
Panamera. And I think GTS. I did find a really Larry Turbo, but but Gen 1 Panamera GTS. They're actually quite a nice, a couple of nice specced ones on at the moment. You usually get the red cars, but there's a nice, like, sort of purpley blue one online at the moment. I think it's cool. Everyone always slated how those cars looked, like just wrote them off. But I weirdly
drive lovely.
Yeah, and I think the fuggliness of them is kind of they found their own.
A bit like the bug-eye Subaru Impreza.
Yeah.
A bit of a funny old fish.
You can kind of celebrate the ugliness somehow. So,
a bit like you when you've had a drink.
Thank you. Oh, not me specifically. As in one. When one has had a drink.
No, when you.
Okay.
You specifically.
Fair.
all over the place.
Thank you. But yeah, I think I've never liked the Panamera, but at 35 odd grand... for a big old Panamera bar GT. I think it's kind of cool.
Yeah. But there's lots of cars like that. I mean, take your pick.
Mm.
You know.
Big executive saloons. Just tank in value, don't they?
Yeah, and then they find their feet. And then the biggest problem is not depreciation, it's the running and the maintaining of them.
What's the deal with old Panameras, Gen 1 Panameras? Is that scary? Are they bad news?
A little bit, yeah, but they've all got their stories, mate.
They're of an era that was early Cayenne, 997? 911 or 996?
997, aren't they? 997, probably. Yeah, 2009, 2010, that sort of age. I mean, engine and gearbox is fine, like most modern cars now.
Even on those early Gen 1 cars?
Yeah, engines, okay. Bulletproof, yeah. Be careful of water leaks, especially if he's got a sunroof, it's common.
Suspension, I guess?
Yeah, suspension. Yeah, they will have their inherent problems, like all of them big executive.
And the problem is, as I say, then depending on where you've got the car from, is then what the parts and labour is going to cost to figure these things out. Because that's what I couldn't believe about the Bentley, was how ridiculous it is to...
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
To actually work on, like the bits that need to be removed to access really mundane things.
Yeah, and so, not a lot of room, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the problem, you know. Porsche parts inherently can be expensive to replace.
They are expensive.
Yeah, you know, obviously you can cheat some stuff with VW bits and blah, 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 but... fundamentally, if you want to keep the value and keep it maintained, Porsche specialist this and Porsche main dealer that, in terms of stamps and your service book,
you don't need to go Porsche main dealer with one of them.
No, but Porsche specialist, Porsche I think specialist, you'd want to do.
Yeah,
especially
specialist.
If you're getting like a nice GTS or a nice Turbo S, you know, like one that you're kind of thinking, oh, I want to keep some kind of value in.
Yep.
You don't want to just go down to Bob's garage. You want to have the right stamps.
I agree. Yeah.
Anyway, so that was my shout for a big...
Not bad.
There's another big exec saloon in there, which I've got to do. But go on, move on.
I've tried to go pick one from every sort of sector. And this is a bulletproof one. This is a bit more modern. And this is one of the best driving hot hatches you'll buy. And that's a Honda Civic Type R.
Oh, which generation?
Like a 2021, 2020 car.
Yes. Oh, yes, that's an unbelievable
they're
car.
They're 30 grand, you'll get one for... That is a proper, proper bit of kit, that car.
That's a proper driver's car. Because it
both, yeah.
Aggressive looking.
A bit, yeah.
You know, it's in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's quite firm from my memory.
It is very firm.
So, you know, you're really getting into that.
It's a hot hatch.
It's a proper hot
And it's
hatch.
A manual.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's a manual.
Look at you.
Know, I didn't mean to do that.
We've said it many times over. That and the latest Megane RS... Vibe.
That was there.
That but was you thinking
that,
about it?
I was really thinking about that, but the Honda's just a bit more common.
Do they hold their value typically, those Type R's, or what do they do?
Well, obviously they've come off recently, but everything has. But yeah, in general, I mean, they're all right.
Always desirable.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. They just get overlooked, mate, because everyone buys the German stuff. But if you want something with a clutch that's a proper car, I mean... there isn't much better than one of them.
That new one that we saw in LA.
Nearly 50 grand.
Yeah, well, but also it came on the Podium Tours rally that I did last year.
Mm-hmm.
Mate, it held its own. I mean, I've got to applaud the driver as well.
Yeah, but yeah.
That car, that latest one, is on a B road.
Yeah, yeah.
Not much is getting away from that apart from on the straights. It was so.
But we said that so many times, haven't we? Like 300-400 horsepower on most roads. It's fine. It's good, more than good enough.
But it is. There's also ability to turn, ability on the brakes, ability to move the car. Because, power's one thing, but it's the ability to keep up with the really low stuff through the corners.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, look, like, let's face it, you know, 720S is going to get away from most things in the straights.
Yeah.
But it's around the corners where if you have a really well set up hot hatch, that's where it can be impressive.
The biggest problem is because you're going so fast down the straights, you've got to slow down quite a lot in a supercar to get round the corner.
Yeah,
whereas literally. A hot hatch, you slow down less, you're not going as fast.
It's momentum. It's
momentum of speed.
Civic Type R, that is a good shout. I just think for me, it's a bit too... I would go the Megane.
I literally went Civic because... The it's a bit more reliable.
Mm. Oh, a bit more reliable.
Yeah, more reliable than the French. Yeah.
Yeah, and do you think it's got more street cred, the Type R?
Not in the track world. No, I mean if you go to Nürburgring or most tracks, they'll have the Renault.
Yeah, okay, fair.
But I think all round, all things considered, where they've got 5-year warranties and all that jazz. Wow. You know, they just don't go wrong. Hondas.
So. That or a GR Yaris. Because how much are GR Yaris these days? We've got to include that
still,
shortly, right?
30 grand tops. I think they're less now. I think they're 27.
So you've got to put that in the mix.
Yeah, I think all round, though, the Honda's probably still better than the...
Yeah, well, more practical as well.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I think a lot of people would
argue. I picked the Honda for a reason.
Yeah, fair enough. I'm just debating with you, Tony. Okay, so to keep on the hot hatch theme then...
Have you got one?
I've gone for X/Y. Audi RS3 / VW Golf R.
Okay, fine.
So, because you're looking at a 2015 RS3 or a 2021 Golf R.
Correct.
So, I think they're both interesting. Like, the RS thing blows my mind because we've spoken about it quite a few times on podcasts recently, just how they hold the value. The fact that a 2015 RS3 is 35 grand still.
Yeah.
Like to get in a 2021, you're looking at 40 plus.
Yeah.
Suggests you've got some fairly cheap motoring in terms of purchasing and resale value. Like, you know, you could get in an RS3, go for a couple of years, and apart from maintenance, maybe come out and not have lost your shirt. Potentially.
Yeah, you'd lose the dealer margin, but the depreciation of the car wouldn't be, like, excessive.
Considering...
It would lose something, but yeah.
We're approaching 10 years, and it's probably a grand a year in depreciation. I mean, that's pretty damn
Someone
good.
Told me once that Audi RS cars, they really hold their money. I wonder who that was.
I think it was you. I think you told yourself that in the mirror.
Fair.
As I say, we've spoken about it a few times this year, Tony.
Okay, fine.
You don't have to keep getting the plaudits.
Yes, I do.
But... The reason I did the slash is because if you're looking at that, it's then impossible to then not look at a Golf R, a newer Golf R, because you'll get, I get so confused with the mark. Mark this 0.5. Mark
7.5. Yeah.
With that nice interior.
One of the, that is a very good shout. And I only didn't put that in. I was thinking about that car because it's always like a bit of a go-to car. And I only didn't put that in. I don't really know. I didn't put that in because I picked the Civic instead.
Well, do you know why it was my slash, as in I would lean towards the RS3? Because that 2021, that 7.5 Golf R, famously, the infotainment system is dead. As in, like, glitches, not very responsive, not good.
No, 7.5's all right. It's the Mark 8.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, 7.5's all right.
So this is
what
I'm confused by. So the Mark 8 that it's wrong.
Yeah.
Fine.
7.5's all right.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
Yeah, that's right. It's a great car. That's.
But then I think it's Mark 8, you can still get 35, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so I meant the Mark 8.
Oh, fair.
Because I meant...
The latest car, basically.
Yes, because I either meant you get old RS3 or new R.
Okay, fine.
So that's why I was like, I would slightly push towards the older RS3. Okay. Because, well, just premium, badge, blah, 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 and a better infotainment setup. But then the brand new, in inverted commas, Golf R.
Fair.
Yeah.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one.
Tough one. But you can't really go wrong with either, really.
No.
Where are you going next?
Well, one of my go-to sports cars, M2 Comp.
Yeah. Oh my God. Mm. What's happened to them recently?
Well, they've just found their feet. And actually, when you look at them cars, you get a 2020 car with low mileage for, I literally sold one week before last for 35 grand. They've just found their feet. When you think them cars were like 52 grand mm-hmm. new, they're 4 year old now. They're 35 grand. We're not a lot of miles on them. It's about right.
Yeah. Fair. But, you know, what a car though.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of car for that money.
It's a huge, and I nearly put M4 in, but you just get a newer M2 essentially.
Yeah. And those old M4s, they were just like weird hammers.
Yeah. They're just a bit blunt. Spiky.
Yeah. Just don't like that engine. Yeah.
Well, it's the same engine. But
no,
yeah.
But the way I don't like the
power delivery.
Thank you.
Yeah.
M2 car that and another car that punches above its weight value wise.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, if you turn up with a nicely specced M2 comp on your cousin's driveway, yeah. They're going to go bloody hell, look at that.
Yeah, it's a great car.
And would you get a main dealer car? That would you be able to go and pick one up from a BMW used approved?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Get looked after a little bit, maybe with a nice extra warranty package and stuff like
well,
that.
Well, they just don't go wrong. It doesn't matter where you buy them from. You buy a 2020 car. They're just out of warranty, so they're good value now. It doesn't really matter where you buy them from.
Yeah, fair enough.
They're all good.
You're only saying that because you've got one in stock, isn't it?
No, I haven't. I just sold it.
Oh, well done. But yeah, no, they are good. The one that you always dismissed, which I think is an unbelievable car, is the CS. That M2 CS, which
I didn't dismiss it.
You was very mean about that for a very long time.
It's not that I dismissed it. It's that it was quite a lot more money. It's a bit like the M4 CS. It's quite a lot more money for... not much better than a normal car.
But it still is. M2 CSs, they're still up at like 60.
Yeah, but they were 75, 80, mate.
Yeah.
No, so they were just, I think they were too much money for what they were.
Great car though.
Fair.
Really,
they
really
were double
car.
The money the normal one, which is quite a big difference.
Yeah, and right now when you're talking about it, saying that you can get an M2 comp for 35 and then you're looking at an M2 CS for double that money again.
Yeah.
You're like, well why would you? But it just is a great car.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to come back the other way.
Right, any other way? Or?
Yeah, which one do I go for now? Let me launch this in here, because this is a rogue. So all of my one, by the way, my list is my considerations, FYI. These are the cars that I've been looking at.
Okay.
And this is the rogue one. So you mentioned the S-Class Coupe.
Yeah.
Bear with me here.
Uh-oh.
What about an S63 Saloon?
For you? Are you joking, mate?
No. Okay. It's not about me right now.
Well, that's what you just said.
No. These are cars I'm considering. I was letting you know. That was like a little in, like, FYI.
What this means, ladies and gentlemen, is that some point this week, I'm going to get a barrage of messages of 63 saloons.
I'm not
just teeing me up.
I'm not that cruel. I know when to send you cars and when not to.
Yeah.
But that was an in thing. I was just letting you know, like, by the way, Tony, these cars I'm actually considering. This is supposed to be a piece about, in general, consumer advice, Tony. That's what we're doing right here. S63 Saloon. These are 100 grand plus cars.
They are, yeah.
That have just... There was even an S65 up, mate.
Right.
But a little bit more, not quite 35 grand. Pushing more towards like 45. But you know, that's 160 grand car.
Yeah.
Anyway, so S63 Saloon. Big options, big car.
Yeah.
Super luxe. All the tech, all the freaking details.
Yeah.
What a thing, mate.
Yeah.
You're going to feel a bit like a taxi driver, like a VIP taxi chauffeur.
Yeah. And
but
for that, I agree. And for that reason, I'd probably pick the big Jag.
Or the XJ?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it's a bit more exclusive.
No, you would not.
I would, mate.
An XJR? Can you get an XJR for 35 grand?
You must be able to, because they all track at the same money.
No way.
You can, mate.
You actually shocked me. You are picking a Jaguar.
Over the Merc. Yeah, literally because...
What's in that coffee?
Nothing, because I've drunk it. Literally because you look like a chauffeur in the Merc. And you pull
XJR, up... XJR, 35,980 with 30,000 miles.
Yeah, what a car.
Stunning spec. Oh, there's another one in red.
You forgot about that car.
Mate...
That's the problem.
I did forget about
Because everyone car. Forgets about that car. That is a proper bit of kit, that car,
2017.
By the way. Supercharged V8.
What about but you can't get a 575 though, can you? No. There's a 575, but that's a 50 grand.
Right, okay.
That was the Larry edition.
Yeah.
Who needs the Larry edition?
Yeah, who needs it? Yeah.
So here's this one. Interior looks a little bit old now. 2017 car.
So does the Merc one.
No, it doesn't. No. That's the problem. Look at your S500 coupe. It doesn't.
No, but it was. It looked okay, but when you started fiddling, mate, it is old tech.
The infotainment system.
I told you that at the time.
Hold on a sec. This XJR, you've got me very excited now. Look at this. Digital TV tuner.
Oh, perfect.
Adaptive cruise control with Q Assist. It's like Porsche inner drive. So that means when you're in traffic, it does it itself. Yeah. What else? Look at all the stuff that comes in standard. Oh, 575 seat badging. Is that a 575 then? Oh, mate, you've lost me now. You're going to have to go and do a podcast by yourself. It's a lovely car. That is a big barge, though.
Yeah. Well, wow. So what, the Merc's not small.
What a car. Mate, it's like an F-Type, but as an executive saloon.
Yes.
Because the thing is, you can get an XFRS. They're rare.
Yeah, they are rare, yeah. Very rare, they are.
But you can't get an XE. Mate, this is a lovely car, this XJR.
Yeah, get that one then.
And look, Auto Trader advertising finance at $850 a month with just a $3,500 deposit.
Wow, on a HP.
On an HP.
Lovely.
Frickin' heck.
You're in.
Done. No, I don't need a car that big, but okay. Well,
but you consider an S class, the same size.
No, but I've deleted S63 Saloon out, XJR in. Good shout, Tony.
Okay. Only if any time you want some advice, just let me know.
Moving on. Where are you going next?
Well, this is, I mean, it's not controversial, but I tried to have a car from every sort of segment, tried to cover all bases.
Look at you.
Audi RS6.
Mm.
Don't be like that. Very popular car. Oh, 2014 car, decent miles, 35 big uns.
Mm. I mean, you're not wrong, but I'd go RS4.
Well, I knew you'd go RS4. That's why I went RS6.
Because then you're looking at BA RS4, I think.
Really?
Yeah, because you can't quite get in like a 2018, 2019 car.
Yeah.
They're a bit too high. So
if that was 35 grand, that would have gone in.
Yeah, for
by
sure.
The way.
Yeah.
But I didn't put...
They're spiky price
one. Yeah.
RS6. I mean, you're not wrong, are you? You're not wrong. I never liked that car.
I know.
The previous generation M4 and previous generation RS6, for some reason... You know what? It's all about...
They flew, though, mate. Both them cars absolutely flew.
It's about your... point of reference, right? It's a bit like if you're naming a kid and you knew an Ian and you're like, he was a dick, Ian. You can't name your kid Ian, even if your wife likes the name Ian. Do you know what I mean? Because it's all about you. If you know someone with that name, no matter if you like the name, you're like, Ned was a dick, you know? I think that generation M4 and that generation RS6, everyone I knew had them, or whenever I saw them, I think they're just driven by twats. Do you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, they were. Yeah, I had one.
Well, there you go. They always had stupid exhaust. They always tuned to 700 horsepower.
Yeah,
they were wrapped in a stupid colour. They were car meets.
There's a lot of cars like that, mate. You could say that about an RS3, though, and a Golf R.
I disagree. I've always known classy RS3 owners and Golf R owners.
No,
To be fair, I've seen some chavved up Golf R's.
Yeah.
But so that's why I can't get on board. But it's probably not a bad shout, the RS6.
No, it's a good shout because I've said it.
And I'm guessing they're all right to maintain. Like, that's fairly solid.
Engine and gearbox is okay, but it will be a few quid if it goes wrong.
Mm.
It will go wrong.
Yeah. Well, like, again, that dynamic ride control stuff.
Yeah,
where,
dampers. Diff suspension dampers. Yeah. Disaster.
Okay, my final shout, because I just mentioned RS4, my final shout has got to be the one that we talked about again a few weeks ago, which rivals your S-Class Coupe.
Mm.
It's the BMW M850i.
Put the 840.
Well, the 840 is the obvious one.
Yeah, because newer.
Newer, you can get better examples. There are more of them at 35.
Yeah.
But the M850, it's an M light. It's a bit more Larry.
Yeah.
It's a bit more performance. Yes, it's older with a few more miles, but it's an M850i.
Yeah, okay.
And that's a good car.
It is a good car, yeah.
I don't know how desirable it is. Maybe I'm too close to like the Bim Bimmer love. And I'm like, well, I personally wouldn't have an X3 and an M850i in my garage. But it is a pretty cool car, but I just don't know if has it got like the street cred?
I don't think they sold many of them.
No.
I've never had one in stock. Never even been offered one.
What about the 840?
Yeah, yeah. 840s.
You've had a few of them.
Yeah, I've had 840s and been offered loads.
Yeah. They did an 840D as well, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Great engine. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Same I don't engine. Know, like, I just, it can't be overlooked because of the price new and performance and class and quality and comfort. Like, it can't be overlooked, but I just don't know whether it's like all the other cars we've listed, I think, have been like, oh yeah, great shout. If you turn up with that at your mate's driveway,
A bit like Germany, isn't it?
It's just a bit
boring.
A tiny bit. I don't think they're going to get, I think they're going to go, oh, nice car, mate. I don't think they're going to be like, wow. If you turn up with an S-Class Coupe, I think they're going to go, bloody hell, mate. Turn up with a Civic Type R, oh, that's cool. Like, yeah. Any of those other cars, I think it might be a bit.
Maybe.
Unless you've got it in a really leery spec.
What'd you pick it for then?
Well, because I think you can't overlook it.
Okay, fine.
All the reasons I said, you can't ignore it, but I don't know if I would buy it.
The problem is, mate, at 35 grand, I mean, flipping hell. You can half and 35 grand down. You can half buy a lot of cars for that.
Oh, mate. Well, I saw a Volvo in the car park the other day. I was like, oh, I want a Volvo. Didn't even know which one it was. It was like black Volvo estate. And I was like, oh, let's get one of those. See, I told you I'm car shopping mad. Go on, give me your last shout, and then we're going to go to what the audience suggested.
This is a bit off piste and a little bit older for some of you guys that say I don't like older cars. So I thought I'd slip this in.
You're really drunk today.
6.2
Ooh.
V8
Ooh.
C63 Coupe.
Well, hello.
20.
Ooh, what about a estate? Can you get an estate?
You can have an estate, yeah, but I picked the Coupe. 20 grand.
Yeah. 20 grand.
20 grand, like a 2013 car with decent miles, 50,000 miles-ish. Yeah. 20 biggins. It's not very good on fuel.
No.
It's fairly bulletproof.
Okay,
engine and gearbox, again.
Yeah.
Won't lose your shirt on it because I think they've half found their feet now. There are some pigs at 15 grand, obviously, try and stay away from them. But well, I think that's a lot of car for the money. Your biggest problem with that car is the fuel.
Yeah.
Because it is horrendous.
6 mpg, probably.
But it sounds like thunder.
Yeah.
It's quite fast.
Sure.
Actually, it's really fast. It's 500 horsepower.
Mm-hmm.
If you can get it going in a straight line. And it's just cool. Cool-looking car.
I would definitely agree. Well-spec, non-chavved out.
Yeah.
I think a well-spec... that's a good shout. That's a very good shout. I just think the interior lets that car down.
But that's the problem with Mercs in general because they change their interiors every 4 years-ish. They become dated so quickly. Audi and BMW are a bit better at it.
Yeah.
Audi were the best at it, by the way. BMW got left behind, we know, and now they're right in front. But yeah, that's the problem with all Mercs. You get in a five-year-old Merc and you think, flipping on, it's 10 years old, this car.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because, yeah, you can step into a 2012 Audi and it could be 2 years old in terms of interior design. I'm just talking about design, not infotainment.
Yeah.
Just design. It feels bang
front,
up
mate.
To date.
They were 100%. In front.
BMW, I famously used to slam because a 2006 car and a 2015 interior, design-wise, was nearly identical.
Terrible.
Until they moved forward.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, Merc, it's purely on a design level because I'm not going to knock infotainment. Everyone moves forward, like, you know, blah, 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 tech-wise. But I just, I didn't even in period like the design of that interior. Mm. It just felt boxy.
Correct.
And I felt a bit cheap given the price of the car.
Yeah.
So I was never a fan, and then now you step in it and you're like, oh, this is a bit of a disaster.
Yeah, but it wasn't that expensive back. And I know you think that it was expensive, but really back in the day, I remember having one, and they were like 55, 60 grand.
And at the time, that was
the money for it. Yeah. That was right. That was, you know, it sat with a M3 and the RS5 and stuff.
Felt about right,
yeah. Mm. Yeah.
It's a good shout, that. And my friend's got one. He's got an estate in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
He loves it.
Yeah.
Absolutely loves it.
Amazing engine, that engine.
Yeah, that's... well done. Right. Well done. You caught me off guard there. So yeah, let's see what the audience was saying, because we had a lot of comments underneath my Bentley video to see what they were saying. So we've got... a lot of people saying E63s.
Yeah.
E63s or E53s, you know, like...
I'll put RS6.
I guess you're looking at estates. Always a little bit firmer than the RS6, right? Always a little bit more
weirdly
focused.
Because the shape before wasn't.
Mm.
It was a lot softer.
Yeah.
But that newer shaped car with the big screens, essentially, yeah, it's literally really, really firm.
And I think felt big on the road, that car. Always.
Really big.
Always felt very yeah. big on the road, even though size-wise it's probably similar to the RS6. It always felt ginormous.
Yeah.
Oh, loads of people were saying the Lexus LC500.
Yeah, it gets overlooked, that car.
Gets overlooked a lot. It's a good car. Mm. I think it feels slow, that car, weirdly.
Mm. Well, it is slow. It's about 4 tonne.
Yeah, that's the other problem. Is that, yeah, I've just never found that car that desirable. Mm. It's a lot of car for the money, but I've never, ever looked at it and gone, I really want one of those.
Yeah.
But loads of people were saying it. And it's, I think loads of people were saying it in the same way that everyone says, go get a Giulia Quadrifoglio. They do less so now.
Yeah.
But Paul discovered this with that Stelvio Quadrifoglio. The internet, and I'm making a generalization here because you're all individuals and we love you all individually. But the internet used to love, get Giulia Quadrifoglio perfect. Stelvio. Yeah. But no one actually wanted to buy it themselves or really cared about it. But they thought it was the ultimate solution.
Yeah.
And I think Lexus, people see that go, wow, what? But no one's buying them. Still no one's buying them.
Yeah,
so,
Skoda,
RS Skoda, what would that be? Octavia RS?
VRS.
VRS.
Yeah, they're
good cars.
They do a diesel and a petrol, one of them.
Few people said, oh, look, somebody else has said the XJR. 540i BMWs. I think that's as they're talking to me in this video.
Mm.
I guess you can get a Touring or something like that and be very lovely. But
I nearly put a 340i in my list.
Yeah, that's a good
list,
shout.
But it's just not cool enough.
It's not cool enough.
Yeah.
Unbelievable value, actually.
Great car.
340i, saloon or Touring.
Yeah, yeah.
Relatively new, not loads of miles.
Correct.
Pretty good, but you're right. It's just a bit, and now the M3 Touring is out, you're a bit like, it's not quite on that sort of level. Of,
no.
Let's see what else. A lot of people saying M8s or 8 Series and MA6.
There's so many, mate. You could have V8 M5, you know, the previous shape.
1Ms? Can you get 1Ms for 35 grand? That feels like a lot, doesn't it? I don't think you can.
A 1M?
They've got to be more than that.
They're bigger. I sold one of them ages ago for a lot more than one of them.
Okay, fair.
They can't. I mean, maybe get a high mileage one.
RS5.
Yeah.
That's an all right shout, isn't it?
Not bad. Yeah, yeah. That's gets overlooked, that car.
Yeah, it does get overlooked.
That's the least popular out of the, especially that era when you look at the M4 and the C63 at the time. That was the least popular.
Mm-hmm.
But again, in entertainment was the design and the interior was very good. But they went V6, didn't they?
Yeah. They downsized.
They downsized
that.
And Merck still had the V8 and BMW more focused on driving ability. So they sold the M4s in their millions.
Yeah. What about Supra?
Yeah. It's not. I don't mean it's cool though.
It's cool.
Mm.
I've always thought it's cool. Whenever I see them, I'm like, it's a cool car.
Yeah, maybe because you don't see many of them. But they, I don't know, they feel like a little bit special compared to the Z4, but I don't think they feel special enough. Like, I grew up in an era where Supras were like the car to have back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
They're not that now.
Fair enough. Just trying to see. A lot of people saying the cars that we've already said. So, you know, 840. A lot of people going for 8 Series. That seems to be, I think, the car that I think a lot of people are looking at online and going, wow, that seems like a lot of car for that money.
Yeah, it is a lot of car. And still modern as well, by the way.
Quite a few people saying Panamera is going to be up my street. I actually got offered quite a new, nice Panamera. I think it's Porsche Bristol. They've got a new GTS Sport Turismo, which, again, it was looking at finance. I kind of wanted cash buy. But if you're looking at finance, it was like 750 or 800 quid a month, something like that.
It's all right.
Which looked all right, actually. But I think the problem is, my thought is try and find something which I'm going to be able to use for a year or two and not lose my shirt on. So I don't really see much point in going and buying something that's going to, I don't know.
Yeah. It's so weird because that's literally most of the market. I can't tell you how many times I get that conversation, people ring me up and say, Tony, what can I buy for this, or what would I not lose any money on?
Well, I think I'm not unrealistic, I'm going to lose money, but for example, the RS3 for me is impossible to ignore, and the RS4, because of how well they hold their money. I'm not expecting to not lose money or make money, but it's the fact that I've got options, right? I can go and jump in the RS3 at 35 grand that in 18 months time might be 30 if I put a ton of miles on something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I go and jump into a S-Class Coupe at $35,000, which who knows what that's going to be worth in 18 months' time.
Well, I can tell you now, for starters, that the dealer margin will be more than $5,000 in that car.
In what car?
In the
S-Class Coupe.
Yeah, because of the liability that the dealers have. So that's the problem. When you go up in the market, the dealer margins get bigger because obviously there's a liability. But when you're buying stuff that RS3s, they don't really go that wrong. They sell quicker. So the dealer margins are a bit shorter. So and you always have to take that consideration.
To paint a clearer picture, the minute you drive off a forecourt, you essentially immediately lose the dealer margin.
You've lost the dealer margin, yeah.
So when you call up, if you change your mind in a week and you don't want to sell it, you're not getting your money back.
And that doesn't mean that that's what the dealer has in the car, by the way, because the car could be sitting on the forecourt and his dealer margin's gone because you never know what they pay for him.
Mm.
But what the car is worth today, essentially, the dealer margin will be a percentage back from that. Whether that dealer's got that exact amount of money in it, he probably hasn't.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, that's what you lose straight away. People forget that bit.
Fair enough. Well, there we go. There's a whole lot of cars that you could consider. Circa $35,000 that I'm now going to go on Auto Trader and try and find nice examples of. Let us know in the comment section below any other shouts you'd have at that kind of money. And let us know in your place in the world what's attractive to that money, because obviously different markets have different things that are attractive. We'll have a lot of comments being like, oh my God, I wish I could get an RS6 for that kind of money. In my country, they're X amount.
Yeah.
And a big shout out once again, btgtour@seenthroughglass.com. As I
said, we're going to Portugal.
If you're interested in joining us on a beautiful, luxury, premium, exclusive trip. God, I'm good at selling this, aren't I?
Well, you put all them in. You said you weren't very good at sales, but I think you've done a fantastic job, mate.
Yeah, I think so. get in touch. And as I say, for those of you that can't join us, don't want to join us, that you don't like luxury and premium, you want something a bit more holiday and express, stay tuned.
I won't be standing in Holiday Inn, but okay.
No, I'm joking. But anyway, that draws an end to this week's very exciting episode. I think next week or the week after, we have a very exciting returning or new format. More on that to come.
Oh, hold on. Do I know about
that? Yeah, I'm going to tell you about it right now.
Okay.
So make sure you are staying subscribed, whether you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, exclusively a few days earlier than over on YouTube. Leave us a review. Keep following us on those platforms. If you're watching us here on YouTube, thank you so much for tuning in. You can subscribe now. Turn on notifications. If you want to follow Tony in the meantime, he's at Tony Gravelwood Car Sales on most social media platforms. I'm at Seen Through Glass. You can follow my adventures down to Portugal to test drive the Range Rover Sport SV. And this podcast is at behindtheglass_podcast. See you next week. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.